Now, next patient is, yeah, they do. Jason Riggs, R-I-G-G-S. I don't feel good. Well, first of all, he was born 7/2/73. Today is 10/20. First of all, I don't feel good. Number one, cough. Number three, congestion. Number four, weight loss of 30 pounds. Number five, symptoms of urinary tract infection. Number six, your analysis shows both sugar and positive nitrites. Next number is rule out diabetes. Next number is last A1C within normal limits. Next number is recheck A1C. Next number is because he didn't feel well today. We did a COVID test and that was negative as well. Next number is his blood sugar today is 101. Next number is weak tiredness. Next number is weakness. Next number is feeling unwell. Next number is cough and congestion. Next number is patient recently traveled from Alaska to Chicago, then to Houston. Our patient is once again 50-year-old gentleman, married, lives in Alaska. Comes in today with above mentioned symptoms for the past week or two, off and on. Patient has a PCP in Anchorage, Alaska, where he had blood work done. Last hemoglobin A1C was okay. Kidney function, liver function within normal limits. Again, period here today. He does have cough, cold, congestion, and his COVID test is negative. His blood sugar is 110 because of the weight loss. Part of the weight loss is because he's been trying to lose weight and he was taking Ozempic, but he hasn't taken that for over a month now. Family history, diabetes, colonoscopy, up to date. COVID immunization, up to date. Allergy, none. Social, no smoking, no drinking. Surgery, no recent surgery. Medical problems, hypertension, hypergonadism. Medication, testosterone injection, Celebrex, 200 milligram PR, amlodipine, 2.5 milligram once a day, Protonix, 40 milligram a day. Celebrex, 200 milligram BID, Requip, REQUIP, 0.25 at bedtime, Losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 100/25 once a day. Again, COVID immunizations, epithet, allergy, and drug allergy. He's alert, he's awake, he weighs 238 pounds. Heart pulses, phone pulses, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, TMs are red, prostate pharynx is red, inflamed. Neurological non-focal skin shows no rash. Your analysis shows positive glucose and positive nitrates. Assessment number one, as far as the positive glucose in the urine, his sugar is 102. Next number is off the Ozempic. Next number, treat for UTI with Rocephin. Oh, he's ready to go. Yes, yes. Okay. I was just dictating your chart. Do you have a question?
I guess just need prescriptions.
Yes. And I'll call you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate everything.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Next number, Rocephin for urinary tract infection along with Septra-DS. Next number is cough, cold, congestion. Rocephin and Addecadron. As before, Addecadron 8 milligram. Next number is Medrol dose pack. Next number is Tessalon Pearls. Next number is BPH type symptoms. He's getting up 6 times a night. Next number is check PSA. Next number is add Flomax 0.4. Next number is add testosterone level in face of checking PSA. Next number, weight loss. Again, he's been trying to lose weight. Next number used to be on Ozempic, no longer on Ozempic. Next number, colonoscopy is up to date. Next number, repeating the ultrasound shows the carotid stenosis as before, echocardiogram with no significant change. Next number is low extremity, shows mild PVD as before. Next number is thyroid, looks normal. Next number is no changes noted. In the abdominal ultrasound, next one is kidneys appear healthy. Next one is the prostate has definitely enlarged to 25 gram now. Next number, a history of DVT, right leg, no sign of DVT noted. Next number is no lymphedema on the right leg noted. Next one is lymphadenopathy in the neck consistent with his current cold and flu symptoms and sinusitis. Thank you.
Okay.